Welcome to the second season of Mental Illness in Pop Culture. I'm Scott.
I'm Adam.
And we have a couple of new people on the team.
I am Brock.
I'm Leanne.
All right. So in this first episode, we just want to talk a little bit about ourselves and how we got interested in the topics of mental health and professional helping, maybe some of our background, and just a little bit about who we are. I'll start.
Perfect.
So I am a counselor educator by profession, and a little something maybe we'll touch in. I realized that I have had classes with all three of you, but at different levels. And so it's interesting how this is now developed into us working together, analyzing films that deal with mental health issues and professional helping. And so on that note, let me say, when I got this idea, and Adam and I talked over the summer before we started season one, kind of the criteria that we decided on was that we want films or other forms of media that have a more or less realistic portrayal of mental health issues, with a professional helping that can sometimes be a little iffy. We like it if there's effective professional helping, but that's not always the case. I'm not interested in analyzing movies that exploit mental illness, and so where there is some psycho killer, and I'm also a little opposed to the bazillion movies about dissociative identity disorder, which is very uncommon in real life, despite how frequently it comes up in film.
Uncommon, if not never.
Well, yes, it's actually quite controversial. We might just have an episode about that in and of itself, I was thinking about. So I have been a counselor educator for 17 years. In addition to that, in my professional background, I worked for almost 4 years as a community support counselor in Southern Illinois. I worked with clients with serious and persistent mental illness. We started out in daycare kind of setting, and then we transitioned into psychosocial rehabilitation. I also did quite a bit of work co-facilitating groups of men arrested for domestic violence and for sexual offenses. I also worked for 2 years as a school counselor. I was a K-12 school counselor, worked with the full spectrum of kids in a small rural community. And before that, I was a high school Spanish teacher. In terms of my interest in film, I am fortunate enough to say that I am searchable on the Internet Movie Database. I've been the executive producer of 2 music documentaries. One is called Color Me Obsessed. The other is called The Life and Times of Grant Hart. And with the film Color Me Obsessed, I even have a line in the film where I talk about my favorite band, The Replacements, breaking up on stage. I also have been an assistant producer for a documentary called Who is Lydia Lovelace? And A Dog Named Gucci, which is about animal rights. At one time also, I was a performer. I used to write songs that were kind of funny. One of them got played on the radio when I was a Spanish teacher. It was called The Bug Song. And then I had another song which kind of was a precursor to my interest in mental health issues, and that song is called I'm Weird. So that's a little bit about me. How about you?
I'm Adam Gregory. I'm from Ohio, where I was born and raised for 30 years. I got my degree in communication studies with a minor in professional writing and editing. I started getting involved with film and movies when I was in high school. I remember coming home like on Fridays and like before like Oscars and whatnot, when like films were in limited release. I grew up in a really small town, so we didn't always have the opportunity to get some of those independent films and whatnot released around where I was from. So my mom and I would take road trips and drive out to like Cleveland or Pittsburgh or whatnot, because we were right in the middle of both. And we'd drive an hour and a half, 2 hours to go see movies that were going to be nominated for Oscars and different awards and whatnot. So that was kind of my like interest at the time in film. I always thought that I'd somehow get involved with movies, but I guess I chickened out ever before trying. I did win Most Likely to Become Famous in high school because I was so involved with movies and film, but never really, you know, pursued it. The furthest I think we ever drove, we went to Detroit to see Brokeback Mountain because you couldn't see it anywhere else. So, like, it was really limited release. So we drove 4 hours there and 4 hours home to see a 2 hour movie. After that, I pursued a master's degree in communication studies and I focused on political communication. That was my first, I started working in politics. I worked for 5 cycles in politics and worked for the Ohio Democratic Party for a while. So I worked closely with Republicans and Democrats during elections, and that was, I think, when I first started realizing mental health issues is working in politics with these politicians.
After foreshadowing.
That, exactly. After that, I kind of wanted something a little more stable than politics, so I decided to go back to school. That's where I found counseling. I went for college counseling and student affairs, but I went for the licensure track. So I have my LPC in Ohio, and I'm getting that transferred over to Illinois now. And I'm working on my PhD at Northern Illinois University. I teach some of our undergrad classes here at the university in kind of like an intro to mental health or intro to counseling. I also co-teach. I've co-taught with Dr. Scott Wickman and Dr. Adam Carter. And instruction is like definitely what brought me into the field of academics, and hopefully I can also, you know, keep going with this film stuff. I have like 1,000 films at home, and that's basically all I do with my free time is watch movies.
And am I remembering correctly, during the Academy Awards, don't you have something that's kind of similar to what people do with March Madness?
Yeah, we do. We have kind of, it's almost like a draft, and you get to like sign up films and give them certain point rankings, so like even if you don't get any of them right, you could still technically win because of scores. So yeah, it's similar almost to like a fantasy league.
Very cool. All right, well, I'm Brock. Let's see here, I am a master's student here in mental health counseling here at Northern Illinois University. I got into mental health counseling just wanting to do more in helping individuals. I have a business background, primarily in sales and sales leadership. Always enjoyed working with people, always was enthusiastic about doing more type of consultative type sales, trying to understand what the true problems of a business were and trying to apply the appropriate solutions for their business problems. But over time, just really didn't feel fulfilled through that kind of profession. Originally had, you know, in college, start out in sociology with a business minor, and I really thought I would be a police officer or someone working in social services, but got encouraged to not do that by my parents and go into business. And, you know, lo and behold, 15 years later, I'm finally doing what I want to do with my life. So, always wanted to help people out, always enjoyed helping. I coached, I played football in college. So my interest within counseling is kind of twofold. It was really directly helping people with their issues, and then also working directly with athletes as well. So seeing that firsthand, some of the issues that athletes might go through, kind of channeled some more of my passion within the counseling industry. Movies, I'm an enthusiast. I have to admit, most of my stuff is action and action comedy. Yeah. I do watch drama. I do, you know, I watch all types of genres of movies. But it, being more in the program, I have kind of tuned into a lot of the mental health type things being highlighted in certain films, and it's been more of an interest to me more and more as of late. So really excited to partake in this and really kind of listen to our experts and try to add value wherever I can.
Hey, this is Leanne. I'm a Southern Illinois girl transplanted to Denver, Colorado about 21 years ago. So it is a very rainy, misty day in Colorado. I am not in Illinois with the rest of them. I am currently a master's student in clinical mental health counseling at Capella University. That is my second master's degree. I am a business girl by trade. I founded a company early 2000s and ran that for 14, 15 years and actually created a franchise system from that. Also accomplished a master's of organizational leadership during that time. But while running this company that we then developed into a franchise system, you know, in a franchise, it's different than when you hire somebody into a business. You've got people that really are investing sometimes their whole life savings into starting this business and really wanting to succeed. And as the founder of that, you know, frankly, a lot of pressure. You want to make really great decisions because it's not just about you and a one-man business or even if you're the manager of somewhere, it's really a following. And so also within that, and I kind of jokingly say this, once people sign on, they're partners in that business relationship. It's not a human resources thing where they can, you know, be written up or even be terminated or really even disciplined in any way. It is a relationship, and I, you know, I hesitate to use the word that you forced, but you're almost forced to have to play nice together. To accomplish the productivity goal of the business, right? So in that process of running that business, I just really didn't understand why they weren't motivated by the things that I was. And so almost out of a desperate attempt to make peace and productivity and revenue increase, we started doing some assessments, one of which was the DISC assessment, which some of you will know about. I'll spare the details of that process, except for to say, once we went through that, my eyes were open to other people's motivations, their thought processes, you know, what was important to them, their values, in a way that had never been true for me before, and I was mesmerized by it. And I think that that was the start of really loving just the counseling in itself. I mean, I probably did it then and knew nothing and at a professional level. But I love mental health. I love organizational behavior, organizational change, those kind of things. So now, master's student and on this podcast, I analyze wonderful movies and documentaries. I cannot say that I have any kind of a background that is producing anything or driving 4 hours to or from a movie, but I like it. And most of the viewing I've had, you know, honestly, in the last 15 years has been animated because I have two high school students right now. So that's been fun. And there's some wonderful stories within that as well. So I have just been largely entertained by movies. But now, attending school for what we are, it is so great to be able to really dive into these characters, look at the behavior, figure out the whys, and look at the professions of counseling and how it's, I don't know what the word is, how it's shown in these movies. So super excited. I was the number one fan last semester and I'm thrilled to be a part of this program.
Yeah. And I want to add also, Leanne, that, you know, you mentioned that you were a Southern Illinois girl. I taught Spanish in Southern Illinois. And during the 1990-91 school year,
give away our age.
You were a student in my Spanish class. And then, I don't know how long, 23, 25 years later, I guess it would be 23, we hadn't had any communication, and then out of the blue, you contacted me to say that you were taking your kids to Guatemala and wondered if your old Spanish teacher would be interested in going with. And
that's right.
And we've actually become good friends since that time.
That's right. I needed a translator.
Hey, that's what I was saying. Exactly. I was smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. It had been a while.
So I don't know if we'll be having any movies that are bilingual or not. Some of the things that we've talked about doing, we want to do a podcast on One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which is like the classic, kind of set the tone. In addition to that, we really enjoyed the documentaries that we reviewed last semester. And so I think Amy Winehouse.
Yeah. And I think the documentaries were really great for us because, you know, we watch these films and depictions of characters and we're able to keep it almost like at an arm's length because some of these people aren't real. Yeah, maybe they wrote the book about it or the movie about right. a real person. But somehow watching the documentary, I noticed when re-listening to the podcast much later, because it's so weird listening to yourself.
It is.
I was more sensitive sometimes toward the documentaries than I was these fictional characters. I think it made it a lot more real for us.
Yeah. Yes, and we are open to suggestions. We do not have a set schedule. I think we're also interested in Manchester by the Sea. Somebody suggested the other night The Great Santini, which deals with father-son mm-hmm. relationship. And we'll see what else we become interested in.
Absolutely. And if you know, if anyone listening does have suggestions, we want to put that out there because we want some of these obscure films that maybe yes. we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
And really, especially if there's some sort of multicultural
yes.
Component, because mm-hmm. That's so, so important as well.
We did notice in our films last semester, there's not a lot of diversity in films that deal with mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say then to kind of close up that we are trying to be available on as much social media as we can. We have a Facebook page, Mental Illness in Pop Culture. We also are available on Twitter and by email to mentalillnessinpopculture@gmail.com. All of our podcasts are available through iTunes as well as whatever podcast app you prefer using to listen. So I think that's going to wrap up our introductory episode. I'm looking forward to jumping in and taking a look at mental health issues and professional helping as portrayed in pop culture.
Yeah, and I would just want to say, you know, a big thank you to Brock and Leanne. I'm
yes.
so excited to work with you guys this semester. We had a couple different people last semester. They were great and phenomenal. And I just know that you guys are going to carry on in that tradition. So thank you guys so much.
And you. Anna, Olivia, Tony,
yes.
we miss you. We will carry your spirit on.
That's right.